What is up, you guys? This is Kenzie with Tampa Babe. Thank you guys so much for your support last week on episode 1, The Road to Becoming Florida Man. If you haven't checked out last week's episode, please feel free to do so right now. All right, so enough of the fucking bummer summer. That is not what we're here to talk about. Let's kick off this week's episode with talking about making friends when you work from home. So I wish I could say that moving to Florida was the first time I had to make friends when I moved somewhere new and didn't know anybody, but it's not. Some of you may know when I graduated from college, I actually moved to Detroit, Michigan, which is on the east side of Michigan, and my college was on the west side of Michigan. So any friends I had made that were from that side were about 2 to 3 hours away, and my friends that lived in Chicago were like 6 hours away, and there was a time change. There's no easy way to get to and from either one of those places, so I was kind of starting from scratch as a 22-year-old whose boyfriend had just gotten home from Afghanistan, and he was kind of my only friend. So he had encouraged me to get on Bumble BFF, which I was 1,010%, I want to say, against. I hated this idea of being some pathetic girl in her 20s with no friends. So I kept saying, no, I'm not going to do that. That's so weird. But I did get on Bumble BFF eventually, and I did end up meeting a couple girls in Detroit, and they were really nice. We went out to dinner a few times. We ended up going tubing. Some of the friendships kind of faded. Some of the girls were a little bit younger than me, so our life experiences weren't really lining up with each other. And I mean, also, if you're dealing with girls, you know this. It's not easy to make friends when you're a girl. When you're an adult female, there's just something about the energy that certain women bring to the room that just doesn't mesh with your energy. So when I got here, I was reasonably a little bit hesitant to try and make friends through this app again. But I did it anyway because tried and true, I figured it was easier than nothing. And when I did that, I met with one girl because it seemed like every other bitch on there was literally just trying to get fucking Instagram followers. Like literally, they would ask me for my Instagram, follow me, I would follow them back, and then they would completely ghost me. So that was cool. Definitely really appreciated that. But then I, over time, just kind of started meeting up with people, and it would kind of hit, kind of miss. And then this one girl who had just gotten engaged wouldn't stop talking about the fact that she just got engaged. And as a fellow lady who is, how do I put this nicely in case my boyfriend does listen to this? We'll call it resentfully unengaged. I didn't want to hear about this guy that I wasn't here to meet. I was here to meet this girl and get to know her. So we had coffee and acai bowls, and she was nice, but she was really boring. But I was really desperate, so I asked her to hang out again a few weeks after we'd hung out, and she was all about it, asking me what day, what time. She'd love to. And then like a bad fucking Tinder date, she literally just ghosted me like the day we were supposed to hang out. I was like, okay, cool. Seems like the girls out here are real winners. Really excited to try and keep making friends here. And something you guys should know about me, I'm actually super shy in real life. And I'm sort of acting down here as a single person who isn't single. And that's not to say I'm like sleeping around or like meeting guys. I just mean I do everything by my fucking self, which is awesome for self-growth. But it sucks when you're trying to make friends because it seems like everyone in their mid to late 20s is either in a relationship, engaged, married, or is having kids. So the only other way I was actually interacting with people because I work from home was taking my dog on walks and going to the dog park. And that's where I met my fucking people. I'm talking other fellow dog crazy people in their 20s. I am the type of dog mom, and yes, I call myself a dog mom, that literally has a t-shirt, a mug, a keychain on my keys, blankets, birthday cards, you fucking name it. I have so much shit that says dog mom or little puns that allude to my dog. And I don't care that it's Chuggy, and I do not care that people don't care about my dog, because I care about my dog, and that's why I loved these people. A lot of them were just kind of going there to let their dog out and come in, but there was a couple people that I'd met who ended up, spoiler alert, becoming some of my best friends, who would always just ask me about myself, which, honestly, being from Chicago completely took me by surprise, because nobody in Chicago gives a shit about anything about you. Unless they're trying to get your name because you hit their car and they need it for your insurance, or maybe they hit you with their car and they're trying to make sure you don't fucking sue them. No one gives a shit what your name is, where you're from, or what your hobbies are. So all of these nice people coming to me saying, oh yeah, I'm originally from Colorado. Oh, I'm originally from New York. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all of these places. I'm like, oh my gosh, these are my fucking people. So one night, this guy asked me, hey, do you have plans for Cinco de Mayo? And I was like, no, I don't have plans for anything ever. Have you met me? I'm literally a single girl, so to speak, living in Florida with no friends. Like, my plan is to hang out with my dog and watch YouTube videos and make TikToks. And this other girl that was there with him was like, oh my gosh, yeah, you should come to Cinco de Mayo night. We're having this party in the clubhouse at the apartment complex. You should come. Bring like chips and salsa or something and whatever you'd like to drink. I was like, is this a setup? Like, why are these people being so nice to me? Like, talking to me at the dog park is one thing, but like inviting me to drink with you, like, that is my love language. So I go to the Cinco de Mayo night. I'm the first one there because I'm eager and I'm never late, except that I'm usually late to stuff. But I was trying to make a good impression. I figured these are responsible young adults. Everybody's going to get there. If they say to be there at 6, they're going to be there at 5:59. But no, I'm the first one there. And the couple hosting was a couple I hadn't met yet. So I'm just sitting there awkwardly eating my own chips and salsa when they ask, by the way, what is your name? I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Kenzie. They're like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And then I realize that the guy who had invited me probably didn't ask them if it was cool if he was inviting me. So I'm awkwardly just sitting there. Him and his fiance show up a few minutes later, and the other girl that was at the dog park texted me that she was sorry that she couldn't make it, but that I would love everybody. And honestly, I did. Everybody was super cool and really nice. It was a little awkward in the beginning, but that's just because they weren't sure if I was there to just hang out or if I was just crashing their party. But they didn't at any point make me feel like, hey, are you here for this or that or whatever? Like, they were just going to let me fucking sit there and drink their margaritas and eat the tacos that they brought. Like, what kind of people are these? So in a desperate attempt to keep things going, the girls start talking about this wine night that they used to have every Thursday. And at this point, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm pretty fucking hammered. They gave me like 4 frozen margaritas. I'm a big tequila bitch, and these were strong. So I just was shooting my shot. I got some liquid courage. I said, can I host? They all are just staring at me, and I'm like, nope, you're a dumb bitch. You ruined this whole thing. See yourself out. Apologize to them for interrupting their evening and leave. Never show your face again. Please move out of your apartment. But they're all like, oh my gosh, that would be great. I'm like, really? Like, genuinely wondering if they're being serious or if they're punking me, because I would totally understand. They're like, yeah, we haven't been doing wine night a ton just because we've all been really busy, but it would be awesome if you would host. Do you mind? I'm like, do I mind? I'm literally about to beg you to please let me do it. So I host wine night. And when I say I hosted wine night, I went to Publix and bought $150 worth of cheese and wine. I made the best, sexiest looking little cheese spread you've ever seen in your life. And the girls were taking pictures of it. They were all giving me hugs. I met a few other girls that I hadn't met yet. And it was great. And it was the continuation of wine night again. And we've had wine night almost every other week since then. So honestly, my biggest advice, if you work from home and you decide to move across the country and you have no friends and low self-esteem, just kind of be a yes man for a while. Like if I had said no to that first Cinco de Mayo because I was scared, I wouldn't have any friends. But now I have people who literally take me boating and offer to watch my dog when I'm out of town and bring me books in the middle of a fucking hurricane. Literally, my friend Jordan just stopped by my apartment. It was just about to start pouring. And she was like, hey, I remembered you said you wanted this book. I wanted to make sure you had it in case the power went out. So you have something to do. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, how nice of a person are these people that they run through a hurricane to bring you a book so you're not bored? The best kind of fucking people. And also, my other piece of advice would be to kind of force your way into a friend group. Just kind of find a way to integrate yourself. Because I'll be honest with you, almost every single person in my friend group is in a relationship or married. And I'm in a relationship too, so I don't mind them talking about their boyfriends or husbands or whatever. I'm all about it. But they have personality traits other than being in a relationship, which makes me feel not left out. And having wine nights and girls nights and kind of doing our own thing and like having people to go grocery shopping with me, it alleviates that feeling that you don't have a person in your life. But we'll get into that in just a second, because we're going to start talking about long distance soon. But the last thing I want to say about this is yes, you should be a yes man, and yes, you should integrate yourself into friend groups as much as you can. Fucking force your way in there. Just kidding, but also not. You also need to remember to respect your own boundaries in the beginning, because it can be a red flag later if you don't. If you're not somebody that off the bat says every once in a while, you know what? No, I'd rather stay in tonight. Thank you for inviting me, but I can't tonight. Or simply just saying, I'm too tired. I don't think I'm going to come tonight, but like you guys have a great time. That's a healthy boundary as an adult to have. And if you forget to do that or you don't make that a priority and later you just start saying no, you're going to make people think that you're mad at them or that they did something to upset you. And also you're going to exhaust yourself because you're going to feel like you have to say yes to everything. And if you're a normal person without anxiety or, you know, a proper set of social skills, maybe don't worry about that so much. But if you're anything like me, that's definitely advice that I think that you should follow. But for now, I'm going to continue to bring wine to the dog park. And if you don't have a dog, buy a fucking dog. Number one, they're amazing. And number two, you'll make friends. And if you don't want to buy a dog or you're deathly allergic, I'm so sorry, but you're either going to have to get some sort of pet or you're going to have to build a dog park. Long distance relationships will kill you. Long distance relationships will kill you. Long distance, long distance, long distance. Okay, well, if you didn't listen to the Naked Brothers Band when you were 10 years old, you're weird, not me. And to my sister Maddie, if you're listening to this, I know how much you fucking loved that song. And I sing it constantly when I'm trying to be annoying about the fact that I'm in a long distance relationship, baby. So that's what I mean when I talk about being single-ish. I am alone in Florida, but I do have a boyfriend. He lives in Michigan. We've been dating for 4-ish years. We did break up during COVID, in case you were wondering the tea. We are back together now, and I'm trying to force him to marry me. So that's really where we are at. But seriously, he is the best. we met in college. He's in the military, so I had a little bit of spice. But yeah, I decided I wanted to move to Florida. I wasn't about to wait for a man to tell me that he was ready to come with me. And I decided to just move here on my own. He does fly back and forth between Tampa and Detroit a lot. And I fly to Detroit from Tampa a lot. And that's just the compromise that we've made right now. We also have 2 dogs. Yeah, this episode is all about dogs, you guys. And if you don't have dogs and you don't like dogs, honestly, fuck you. What are you even doing here? We have 2 German Shepherds. One lives with me and one lives with him. And yes, the thing you're going to ask, how did we decide who took who? Because that's literally the top question. I swear, anytime somebody else finds out I have another dog, they're like, oh, you just left your dog with a stranger? Like, no, it's our dog. But I couldn't have 2 dogs and live alone. Like, it's a little bit pathetic, you guys. And also, it just worked out for us. So stop judging me. Anyway, now that we have all that awkwardness out of the way, I'm feeling a way, you guys. You're going to have to go with me on this adventure as I kind of get more into my rhythm with this podcast. I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of who I really am, and I'm also going to try and keep it really mellow. So, with that in mind, yes, so we fly back and forth to see each other quite a bit. Ew, I'm literally stuttering every 5 seconds. Sorry, guys. Anyway, yes, we fly back and forth a lot. So a plane ticket hack. If you are also in a long distance relationship, or you are about to be, or you would honestly like to be, I would say make sure that you get a travel card, meaning you have a credit card associated with an airline, or your credit card or debit card gives you points for hotels, plane tickets, Ubers, whatever the fuck it may be. Make sure you have that, or at the very least, sign up for rewards. Every airline has them and they're fucking free. I've literally already accumulated $400 in free points, and I've already paid for 2 of my own flights with the points. So that's the best. In terms of deciding who sees who and for how long we see each other, to be quite honest with you, it's just based on our schedules. He works 4 days a week. I work 5 days a week. Most of the time, it's easier for him to fly down to me. And also, Tampa's way more fun. And especially this time of year with the fucking Bolts about to win the Stanley Cup. You heard it here first, bitches. And all these hurricanes. We're having a damn good time down here. So it makes more sense. But on the other hand, we can't always have him coming down here because that's not fair. So honestly, we try and switch off every other. I would say prioritize events when you guys are going to see each other. That would be a big piece of advice. Set aside 1 or 2 nights or days a week where you guys can pretend to have a normal life. My boyfriend and I lived together for like 2.5 years before we broke up and were separated. So we made dinner together every night. We watched TV together in bed before we went to sleep. I'm wondering now when I'm saying this little house on the prairie lifestyle while we had so many problems. But you just have to make life normal and you have to find little moments. I find a lot of joy in filming things. I do daily vlogs, weekly vlogs on TikTok. So it is fun for me to have an excuse to get extra clips of us, whether it's us dancing or eating Chick-fil-A in the car, giving reviews of chicken sandwiches, or just taking a little trip to Wawa or something. Just having little clips of that for when he's gone makes me feel better. Because I'm a little simp. I would also say a big thing that he and I talk about is understand that there will always be an adjustment. Meaning when you don't see somebody for a long time and suddenly you're together again, there's going to be this weird feeling of like, this person is a stranger to me. Doesn't matter if you lived with them before. It doesn't matter if you've been dating for a long time. It does take time to adjust to another person being in your space. And if you're like me and you live alone in your own apartment, there is this feeling of entitlement of this is my space. I pay for this place by myself. I have my own furniture and my own aesthetic here. So it's really easy to say, mine, mine, mine. This is for me. Don't do this. Don't touch that. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. And you should respect your space and your partner should respect your space as well. But just remember that they're also on sort of a vacation. And how would you feel if you went to a hotel and the housekeeper was yelling at you for having a messy room? Not at all to say that when your significant other visits you that you become their housekeeper. But they are making a big trip for you and they've probably invested time and money to come see you. So don't be disrespectful and just remember that you are both on the same team. On that same note, make sure you still pay attention to your friends when they're around. So for me, I had to introduce my boyfriend to all of these new amazing people that I'd met. And I've never had a super strong, stable friend group other than my friends from home where I could be like, hey, this is so-and-so. This is their husband, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You can be friends with the guys and I can be friends with the girls. No, it's, hey, we're all a big friend group. I want you to get to know them, but I want you to have your own experience. I'm not here to necessarily guide your relationship with these people. If you get along well with them, that's amazing. But I'm not here to force anything. Understand that you're both going to change throughout the process and that you're both going to have to go through a different process of getting to know each other again. It's kind of like you just started dating, but like all over again. Sort of like that feeling of when you're in high school or junior high and you have like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, quote unquote, but it's really just a person you like make out with in somebody's basement and you like text all the time. It's not really a relationship. So you have to kind of understand that they're just going to come into your space. You're going to come into their space and you're not going to see each other for weeks on end, months on end. But you have to be okay with that. And you have to be able to get excited about that. So, spoil them with gifts. My boyfriend and I have come up with this fun little thing. We never even said that we were going to start doing it. It just kind of happened organically where we each bring each other something to the airport. When he flew into Florida the first time, I brought him Coronas because I thought it was funny. And we freaked out because he was like, the security guard's going to see us. We can't be drinking in the car. We're at an airport. I was like, I'm trying to ice you, bro. But he didn't drink it anyway. So still mad about that, babe, if you're listening to this. Kind of rude. Those weren't cheap. But then when he picked me up at the airport in Detroit, he brought me flowers and an energy drink and lunch. So it's nice. You just have to make the person see that like you appreciate that they've taken the time to come see you and that you've taken the time to plan things for them to do so you're not just sitting around the entire time. Because it is important for them to see the cool things that are available in your city, especially if you've just moved. At the end of the day, just enjoy it. I like having time to myself, but that's not to say that when my boyfriend's around, I don't also love having him around. So respect them. Again, respect boundaries, especially if they're traveling to see you. And be as flexible as you need to be. And when you're planning things, ask for their input. And aid in their excitement by telling them plans that you have in case they had something that maybe they wanted to do. It'll definitely bring you closer. It should not bring you farther apart. Always be honest and communicate how you feel. And don't ever belittle them in doing so. And don't allow them to belittle you. It's super easy to fight when you miss each other. But as my boyfriend and I like to say, nobody can make it rain. So you're on the same team. Don't blame them for making it rain. I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York. I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. You guys didn't really think we were going to get through an entire episode of Tampa Babe without talking about the fucked up shit that we did on the 4th of July in Florida. Come on, you guys. This 4th of July was hands down one of the best 4th of Julys I've ever had. To start, I woke up late in the afternoon because my friends and I decided we didn't want to get up early. So we got up and went boating at 2 o'clock at John's Pass on Treasure Island. And it was fucking perfect outside. A little known fact about Florida, if you're not from here or you don't live here, in June and July, every afternoon and every evening in Florida, it rains. And it rains fucking hard. So we all assumed it was probably going to rain on the 4th of July. But the Murica gods smiled down on us, and it did not rain. It was the best weather that we've had in weeks. It was amazing. If you want to know more about what we did, I'm going to selfishly plug my TikTok again and again and again, because I posted all about our daily adventures. So to start, like I said, we took a boat out to John's Pass. We were just hanging out, playing in the sandbar. My boyfriend was freaking out because he kept stepping on sand dollars and he didn't know that they would pee on you if you picked them up. But we were having a great time. We were all drinking and hanging out. And my friend Rachel was getting back into the boat, and we don't know if she stepped on a sea urchin or a piece of coral, but suddenly she gets on the boat and there's just blood everywhere. And she's hobbling around and she's like, "Ah, it really stings. It really stings." We're like, "What did you do?" This girl has a gash across her foot and we have no clue what it is that she stepped on. And we're all standing in the same water and it's not clear at all. But it's salt water. So we're like, "This is going to burn, but just deal with it." And we threw a bucket of salt water on her foot. And she's like, "I'm fine. I'll just sit here for a second." So that was how we kicked off the day. And my friend Justin had just said, "This is going too well." But it would only go up from there. I, of course, saw a bunch of dogs. One of them was a German Shepherd. I ran after this dog, you guys. I completely forgot about any dangers that may be in the water. And I fucking swam to the shoreline for this dog. And I apologized to its owner like right away. I was like, "I'm sorry, dude, but like your dog is super cute." And I think he thought I was hitting on him. But to paint you a word picture, this guy is exactly what you'd think when you picture Florida man. He had on a weird bandana. He was missing a lot of teeth. He had a very blotchy dark tan for a white guy. And he had on a pirate bathing suit. But his dog was cute as shit. So I lost my mind. And honestly, it reminded me of like boating as a kid and how you just lay out on the boat all day and go tubing and eat like lukewarm sandwiches with Doritos. But don't worry, guys. I still ate a lot of fucking Doritos. And we also got these amazing, not sponsored, but red, white, and blue Oreos. And the inside of them had Pop Rocks. It was delicious. And as long as we're talking about snacks, I would like to run through a quick list of my personal 4th of July essentials. Number one, alcohol. Number two, water. Followed by salty snacks, burgers or hot dogs or both if you're not a bitch. Almost frozen fruit. And by almost frozen fruit, I mean you literally cut up fruit and stick it in the freezer. And by the time you get to your destination, it's thawed, but it's still cold. Bring a fucking hat. Wear sunscreen. And obviously a bomb speaker. And only play country music the entire day. You have to. Even if you hate it. Don't be a bitch. Just do it. It was an amazing day. Topped off, of course, by my friends pointing out to me that there was a dolphin swimming next to our boat. I was like, "You guys are lying." And I look, and this giant ass fucking dolphin is for real swimming next to our boat. And like the little aquamarine that I am, I literally yeeted my body off of the boat and swam after the dolphin. So don't let people crush your dreams. Do what it is that you want to do and embrace your inner Florida man. I may not have had pirate swim trunks on that day, but I felt like that guy would have been proud of me. We took the boat for a little cruise after my little dolphin adventure, all nice and crispy from the summer sun and all boozed up. We drove back to South Tampa, where we ordered our weight in Chinese food. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I got pretty high and started watching the fireworks. And it wasn't until halfway through that I realized I was watching them through the reflection of the glass. They were actually behind us the entire time. It was great. Then, after a little while, my boyfriend carried me back upstairs, tucked me into bed, and then we woke up in the morning and got Chick-fil-A. And you guys will see that clip from the vlog on the Tampa Babe Instagram, hopefully soon. And we had a safe and happy weekend. It was fun. There was blood. There were pirates. There were dolphins. There were fireworks. There were drugs. There was boats. Boats, boats, boats. If you know that reference, shoot me a DM. All in all, it was great. I fucking love 4th of July. I hope you guys all had a great 4th of July too. And just an awesome weekend overall. Don't wait for a holiday to get fucked up with your friends. I'd really like you guys to shoot me a DM and tell me your best and worst stories from the 4th of July. And next week on the episode, I might share them if I get any good ones. I would also like you guys to send me your best roast about me in my DMs, because that is going to be a segment on the next episode. But you'll have to wait until next week to hear them. As always, thank you guys so much for listening and thank you for your support. If you are interested in being a part of this podcast, you can always send me a DM at Tampa Babe Podcast on Instagram or follow me at Ken_Z Mitchell on Instagram. We'll see you guys next week. Florida Man out.